Hello and welcome to Let the Stone Speak. My name is Christopher Eames and I'll be your host for today's program. We're back at it, the Ophel Excavations 2024, our umpteenth excavation since we started in the 60s under our namesake Herbert W. Armstrong with Professor Benjamin Mazar in the 60s and 70s for the Temple Mount excavations, 70s and 80s for Yigal Shiloh's excavations, and then joining Eilat Mazar's excavations in the 2000s, 2010s, and now with Professor Uzi Liebner and Dr. Orit Peleg-Barkat from Hebrew University for the 2020s. So this is another year of excavation for the Armstrong Institute of Biblical Archaeology. And for this program today, we've got an introduction to the excavations this year, an interview with Professor Uzi Liebner and Dr. Peleg-Barkat. This interview will cover our previous excavations from last year, what we learned, what we uncovered, and it'll focus on the excavations for this year. So the areas that we're planning to excavate, our expectations, and some other scoop material that you might have not have heard about before. So we hope you enjoy this program. If you're not subscribed to our magazine, please go ahead and do so. Our bi-monthly 40-page magazine. This is the special edition, the exhibit edition, extended edition, for our King David and Solomon discovered exhibit. If you'd like to order this one specially, you can do so. I'll leave links for all of that in the description. And if you like this video, go ahead and hit the subscribe button and give us a like. So we hope you enjoy this interview and we hope you stay tuned with us throughout the course of this upcoming excavation. We'll have a running blog on our website with the drop-down menu. You should be able to find the 2024 excavation there on our website and you'll be able to follow that as we progress through this month of excavation. Dr. Orit Peleg-Barkat and Professor Uzi Liebner, it's great to be with you here another year. We've got the Ophel excavation 2024 coming up, and it's a later excavation this year, and it's one of the few, I believe, that are happening here in Israel. So, Professor Liebner, maybe you could tell us about why that is. I think maybe many of our audience will know, but maybe you could give some more specifics about that.
Okay, so as you probably all know, we're still in the midst of a war that broke on October 7th, and basically the country to a large degree shut down, and the academic year was postponed. We actually finished it just 3 weeks ago, and now exams, and now we and our students are ready to go out to the field. We're actually one of the very few expeditions at the Institute of Archaeology and the Hebrew U, and generally in Israel, who's working this summer in the field. The vast majority have been canceled because of the situation. We cannot excavate up north. We cannot excavate near the Gaza Strip. There are no volunteers from abroad. Lots of our students or volunteers are in reserves. And the whole situation is like in a freeze down. And thanks to you guys from the Armstrong College, we're able to push this forward.
Yeah, we are grateful.
We're happy to be a part of it. It's really important work, certainly, and no more important location to be doing this work and uncovering this history. And I think for a lot of our viewers as well, they see that and they're watching that these excavations and these kinds of things more closely and more attentively. There's less of the distractions, you could say, of the other excavations. And so definitely there's a lot of people out there that want to be a part of the excavations, it seems like, and I think may have even signed up but have had their flights cancelled and that kind of thing as well. So what are the dates for this season specifically?
September 1st until September 27th.
Okay, so a good month block. And then with the holy days this year, Sukkot being later, that
fits right in
as well. Yeah. Okay. So, Dr. Peleg-Barkat, maybe you could tell us a little bit more in general about the Ophel area. I think many of our listeners will know, but maybe not so much as like the City of David, Temple Mount, Western Wall, What's the significance of this Ofel area just in its general location? Where is it?
Okay, so you've mentioned the Temple Mount and City of David. So what is known as the Ofel area is situated right in between City of David and the Temple Mount. It's actually at the foot of the Temple Mount, below the gates leading up to the Temple Mount. And in this area, during the Iron Age, there was an administrative center and perhaps palaces and royal buildings. In the late Second Temple period, in which our excavation is focusing on this period, this was the hub of the city. This is where the pilgrims and worshippers approaching the temple. This is where they eventually gathered before entering into the temple.
Okay, and that's kind of the period that this excavation is more focusing in on as well for these past few years. Obviously with the Mazar, Benjamin Mazar, and earlier on, and then Eilat Mazar later on, excavated this broader area. And we've got these, I guess, maybe you could say two main levels. So this upper area where we're now working. So that's kind of been the focus for this upper area, the Second Temple period. And then there's a pretty gradual strata of remains on into later periods. Is that right?
Yes, of course, on top of the remains from the late Hellenistic and early Roman periods, we have remains from later period. The most substantial remains are from the Byzantine period, namely the 4th until the 6th or the 7th century. In the area where we are excavating, there's a substantial neighborhood, very densely built neighborhood with dwellings and alleys. And on top of that, there was again an administrative center built by the Umayyads at the beginning of the 8th century CE, with massive structures that incorporated within it remains from earlier periods. So when we're trying to get to the earlier phases, we need first to excavate and slowly remove the later remains.
Okay, and so building off of some of that information, I know last year when my colleague Brent Nechtigal interviewed you, Professor Liebner, he discussed some of the plans going into that excavation of some specific new areas that were going to be opened up, some different ideas. Maybe we would find something here, something there, based on what, for example, Professor Benjamin Mazar had written about in his own excavations. Before we get into discussing this year's plans, maybe you could touch on last year's goals, ideas, what we learned from last year more specifically.
Okay, so generally, we were excavating in four distinct areas last season. We opened a new area, which we called Area E, which was in the easternmost portion of the Ofel. We can see it right in this area, pretty close to the road, where before the excavation, it seems that there were no Byzantine remains in the plot we were planning to excavate. And hopefully we will not have to go down through Byzantine layers and we can reach straight to the Second Temple period. So we opened this new area, lots of small finds and quite a few of walls in an orientation of the Second Temple period, but no monumental structures. And actually, we, at the end of the season, did not get a clear picture of what exactly this area was used for in the Second Temple period. It's obvious that there are earlier remains there. We may have exposed a wall, maybe even more. dating even earlier. Perhaps Hellenistic, the quantities of Iron Age pottery may hint to remains from the Iron Age, at least at the edge of this area. The main area of last season was Area D, which is near this beautiful large pool with stairs descending from four directions. And there is a large residential structure from the Byzantine period, which already Eilat Mazal discovered at one edge of it openings to a building from the Second Temple period, large openings, a monumental structure, a facade, monumental facade of ashlars. And what we did last year, we started descending inside the Byzantine house. We found that there were a few phases to this house. It's a task for a few seasons to excavate the different phases of the Byzantine house, stretching apparently from the late 4th century to the late 6th or early 7th century. So we concentrated on that building with lots of finds, hundreds of pottery vessels, coins, architectural elements, some in secondary use, and so on. At the end of that season, and we'll get to this in the next discussion about the plans for this year, but we found what we believe is another room of this early structure of the Second Temple period, which we suspected it exists, but now we have
a proof, an edge of a proof,
but it's already peeking out. The fourth area, which you know very well because you're the area supervisor, is to the northeast of this Byzantine big structure. It's also partially a Byzantine dwelling. And excavating here along the tunnels that go underneath the big building from the Byzantine period in Area D, filling in the pool and continuing to run eastwards towards the Kidron Valley, what was discovered last season was part of a large ritual bath, a mikveh, which predates the large pool, the four-direction large pool, and the monumental building. That was a big surprise and a very significant discovery, because our ability to reconstruct this whole area in the late Second Temple period, up to now, it was very, very slim. We had mainly first century remains, and suddenly beneath this monumental structure, which we don't know exactly yet when it was built, but it definitely was destroyed in the year 70 and lived all along the first century CE. It's the first time we find substantial remains from an earlier phase in the Second Temple period, which include a large ritual bath, most probably a public bath, and monumental remains of ashlar walls down beneath, which are very intriguing. That's the discoveries of last season. We didn't expect this at all. We were just looking for the continuation of the channel of the drainage, and we came across this big surprise. So that's about the last season.
Okay, and following on from that, moving into this year, Dr. Peleg Barkat, maybe you can explain what the plan is for this season, what the areas will be, perhaps goals or expectations.
So due to the situation, the fact that we have a shorter season with smaller manpower, we will be focusing on Area D and Area D1 that Uzi just described. In Area D, we continue to slowly excavate and document the various phases of the Byzantine dwelling. And in its northeastern part, as Uzi said, in the very last day of the previous season, a vault started to appear. That means the vault is covering another room that joins the two rooms we already know of in this early Roman monumental building that is part of the pool complex. So, of course, we want to eventually to excavate inside the room, but it will take time until we can do it properly. So this is very intriguing and interesting.
Such an exciting find from the last moments of the dig. Why is it always the last moments of the excavation where this gets found?
Yeah, and we also, in one of the last days, when starting to take apart or clean one of the Byzantine period walls near the vault, a very large, nice piece of stone decoration, a ceiling decoration, was found incorporated in secondary use into this wall. And this might have come from the Temple Mount itself, but it also might have come from the monumental structure. So we won't know until we manage to excavate a bit more of that building.
Would you say that was the best find of this past excavation?
No doubt.
It depends who you're asking.
Right,
if you're
exactly.
asking an expert on architecture, that's the answer you can expect to get.
Thought so, yeah. Okay.
No, but really it's one of the most beautiful pieces. We have like more than 200 fragments of ceiling decoration, but this is one of the nicest. So that's for Area D. In Area D1, we will be enlarging the area on the expense of the Byzantine dwelling, another Byzantine dwelling that is built to the southeast of the dwelling of Area D, in order to understand more clearly the new mikveh that was found and the ashlar walls that have started to appear. This is really interesting, and we look forward to receiving more information about these buildings.
Okay. Yeah, I can't wait to get back down into the area and uncover some more of that myself. I do have some questions. Maybe they're a little bit more random, but we're talking a lot about the Second Temple period, or late Second Temple period, and then all the Byzantine remains on top. So there's several centuries, it seems like, missing between them. Is that normal? Is that what you see in other sites? Is there any exact reason why that's the case? Is it the late Roman period that is missing?
It's abnormal. It's not normal. Actually, if we would go only 100 meters westwards, into the western part of the Ophel, the picture is totally different. We have clear, substantial remains from the late Roman period, Ilia Capitolina, bathhouse, bakery, different structures. It seems that this activity, this intensive activity of the Roman city of the second, third centuries, apparently did not reach our area, or at least not the section where we are currently excavating. We find here and there some pottery, coin here and there in Area D, but generally we have a gap between the destruction of the year 70 and the establishment of the first Byzantine house somewhere apparently around the late 4th century. So we're talking of at least 200 years, maybe a bit more.
Okay, so that part of the Ophel basically lay empty for a while.
Well, it's a question because alongside the new excavation, we are also simultaneously working on publication of relevant complexes from Benjamin Mazar excavations mm-hmm. in the 70s that haven't been published yet. And currently we are working on Benjamin Mazar's areas 11 and 13, which are just adjacent to the southern wall between the two main southern gates, the double gate and the triple gate. And there we can see quite a large quantity of Middle Roman, Late Roman pottery, second to fourth century, and perhaps also some walls that may be associated with it. So it seems that the Middle Roman phase was either concentrated to the western part of the Ophel, or just really adjacent to the temple enclosure walls, but not further to the south.
Okay. And is there any, speaking about that, those projects, those other projects, is there anything you can tell us about some of that? I think there were a lot of coins that were excavated by Benjamin Mizat. Is that right? Is that something you can talk about that weren't published? Or
That's a bit of a touchy issue, but I will share it with the audience. Perhaps close to 15,000 or maybe 20,000 coins were excavated in the 1970s in the big excavation. A large portion of them from the Islamic periods were taken for a different research by a researcher who's still with us, and he hopes to publish them one day. The remaining about 10,000 coins, most of them are in the Israel Antiquity Authority, where they were removed to there about 30 years ago. And out of them, over 6,000 coins are identifiable. That's a huge, huge assemblage. Yeah. We have almost no site in the area with such quantities of coins. One of our major projects that we're working on, this is all part of a project financed by the Israel Science Foundation, is studying these coins and publishing them. So we hired a whole crew of numismatics who are working on these. Most of these coins were already initially identified in the 1970s during the dig. But now we have to recheck them, and we have to sometimes clean them, photo them, and so on, and prepare catalogs, and then working on producing synthesis. What I can say, that's it's an extremely interesting project, because you find extremely rare coins, maybe of pilgrims coming to Jerusalem from Asia Minor, from the Aegeans. It can tell us a lot about periods of dense activity. From when do we have a big portion of coins in the Second Temple period? Can we start to reconstruct when the pilgrimage to the temple became so widespread? Because it seems from what we know, and perhaps also a bit from the archaeological findings, that in the early periods, it was not that wide in terms of attracting people from afar. It was maybe more local, maybe in the biblical period, and perhaps also in the Persian period, Hellenistic period. But at least what can we say, depending on the quantities of coins, when a lot of people were gathered around this area at the temple gates? So this is a thing we're checking through the coins. So this, again, this is a huge project with a lot of interest. It has a lot of interesting finds also from later periods, like the Roman period, the Middle Roman, the Late Roman. It's apparently one of the most richest collections of the Roman period, of city coins and rare coins that were excavated by Benjamin Mazar, continuing to the Byzantine coinage, which is also sometimes very, very interesting. And again, the Islamic period coins from the 7th century on, which we don't have hold on them, but we know from the documentation that there were quite a lot of coins, and some of them very, very interesting. That's a different project that we're not handling. We're concentrating on the coins from the earliest coins till the end of the Byzantine period.
Okay, amazing. Over that period, that decade period that Mazar excavated, It's just amazing the amount of stuff that was turned up. But then, of course, with that comes the publishing and the presentation of all of it. So decades worth of work cut out to handle all of it. Any other final comments to finish with? Anything about the longer term plans for the site? Just each year, I think, is that currently the plan to have a season of excavation?
Yes. How many more seasons do we have? Three more seasons, at least?
With this, maybe three more seasons. It depends also here who you're
in
asking.
The same area.
In the same area. So a major goal is obviously understanding the monumental building and its relation to the Temple Mount and to pilgrimage, because it's situated near the base of the staircase climbing up to the Triple Gate, which was a major, maybe the major entrance of pilgrims to the temple. And this monumental building in this prime location, we presume it was of a significant purpose, but we don't know yet exactly what. So that's one. And we have other questions about Area E, the more peripheral areas, and so on. But basically, the big project has two major aims. One is publishing Benjamin Mazal's findings related to the Second Temple period, because there are lots of findings. We're concentrating, and we're hoping that we'll able, it's tremendous amount of data, that we'll be able to publish these substantial remains and finds. And the second one is excavating, and with more advanced tools and sometimes methodologies, trying to uncover and ask different questions about the major question we're asking is the archaeology of pilgrimage. How can the archaeology help us reconstruct the pilgrimage to the Jerusalem Temple in the Second Temple period? What were people doing in this area? What were they eating? What was the commerce in this area? Where? How did they move from place to place?
One of the main things we're trying to do is eventually integrate the data that we gather in our excavation and the data we gather from Benjamin Mazar excavations in order to create a plan of this area and understand how it was designed to accommodate the pilgrims architecturally. Of course, we have the water cisterns and reservoirs, the mikvehs, but also the trails, the staircases, squares or plazas for gatherings. So up until now, even though this is a prime location and there have been lots of research on the Temple Mount in this period, no one was able to create a concrete plan of this area.
Okay, and I might be a little biased, but I think it's the best location to be excavating. So I look forward to being out in the field with you both, Dr. Kelly Buckhart and Professor Liebner. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Chris.